This is the Sakar Merli of the 13th of February 2025. Essence, sweet children, to know the Father accurately as he is and what he is, and to remember him is the main thing. Explain this aspect to human beings with great tact. Question. What do you only study here? A study that is for the whole universe. Answer. The study for the whole universe is you are a soul. Consider yourself to be a soul and remember the Father, and you will become pure. The one who is the Father of the whole universe only comes in this one age to purify everyone. Only he gives this knowledge of the Creator and the creation. Therefore, this is in fact the only university. You children have to explain this aspect very clearly. Om Shanti. God speaks. You spiritual children definitely understand who God is. No one in Bharat knows this accurately. He also says, no one knows me accurately as I am or what I am. You too are number-wise. You know this number-wise according to your efforts. Although you live here, you don't know me accurately. To know the Father accurately and to remember him is very difficult. Some children might say that it is easy, but you have to know me as I am and constantly remember me, the Father. The wise thing to keep in your intellects is I, a soul, am very tiny. My Baba, the point, is also tiny. For half a cycle, no one even mentions God's name. People only remember him in sorrow, O God. No human being understands who God is. You should now churn the ocean of this knowledge about how to explain to human beings. The name Prajapita Brahmakumari's World Spiritual University is written. In spite of this, they don't understand that this is also the Unlimited Spiritual Father's World Spiritual University. What name can it be given so that human beings understand it quickly? How can it be explained to people that this is a university? The word university has emerged from the word universe. Universe means the whole world. This is called a university in which all human beings can study. It is a university for the people of the universe to study in. In fact, only the one Father comes for the universe. He only has this one university. The aim and objective is also only one. Only the Father comes and purifies the whole universe. He teaches yoga. This is for those of all religions. He says, consider yourselves to be souls. He, incorporeal God the Father, is the Father of the whole universe. So why not call this place the Spiritual University of Spiritual Incorporeal God the Father? You have to think about this. People of the whole world are such that not a single person knows the Father. If they were to know the Creator, they would also know the creation. only from the Creator can the creation be known. The Father explains everything to the children. No one else knows. Rishis and Munis also say, we don't know. So the Father says, previously you didn't have any knowledge of the Creator or the creation. The Creator has now explained it. The Father says, everyone also calls out to me, come and give us peace and happiness, because there is now sorrow and peacelessness. His very name is the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness. Who is he? God. How does he remove sorrow and give happiness? No one knows. Therefore, write it so clearly that people can understand that only incorporeal God the Father gives us this knowledge. You should churn the ocean of knowledge in this way. The Father explains, all human beings have stone intellects. He is now making you into those with divine intellects. In fact, those who get at least 50% or more marks would be called ones with divine intellects. Those who fail are not those with divine intellects. No one understands why Rama has been shown with a bow and arrow. Sri Krishna has been shown killing everyone with a Swadarshan Chakra, whereas Rama has been shown with a bow and arrow. There's a magazine that's published in which it is shown how Sri Krishna slays Akasur, Bakasur, etc. with the Swadarshan Chakra. Both have been made out to be violent and have then been made doubly violent. People say they too had children. Ah, but those are viceless deities. The kingdom of Ravan definitely does not exist there. It is at this time that it is called Ravan's community. You now explain that we claim the sovereignty of the world with the power of yoga. So then, is it not possible to have children with the power of yoga? That is a viceless world. You have now become Brahmins from Shudras. Explain clearly in this way, so that human beings can understand that you people are full of this knowledge. Even if someone understands a little of this aspect, you would understand that that one belongs to the Brahmin clan. For some, you will quickly understand that they are not of the Brahmin clan. Many types of people come. So write, Spiritual University of Spiritual Incorporeal God the Father, and see what happens. You have to churn the ocean of this knowledge and find the right words. For this, you need to have great tact to write something, so that people can understand that God the Father is explaining this knowledge here, and that he teaches Raj Yoga. These phrases, liberation in life, and deity sovereignty in a second, are also common. There should be such phrases that they sit in people's intellects. The land of Vishnu is established through Brahma. The meaning of man above is remember the Father and the inheritance. You are the mouth-born creation of Brahma, the decoration of the Brahmin clan, and those who spin the discus of self-realization. They show Vishnu the Swadarshan Chakra. They show Sri Krishna too with four arms. How can he have four arms? The father explains so clearly. You children have to become ones with broad and unlimited intellects, divine intellects. It would be said that in the Golden Age, as the king and queen have divine intellects, so do the subjects. That is a divine world. This is a world of stones. You are receiving this knowledge in order to change from human beings into deities. You are once again establishing your kingdom by following Srimat. Baba shows us the way to become kings and emperors. Your intellects are filled with this knowledge in order to explain it to others. It is also very easy to explain the cycle. Look how large the population is at this time. In the Golden Age there are so few. This is the confluence. So there would be few Brahmins. The age of Brahmins is short. After the Brahmins come the deities. Then expansion continues. It is a somersault. So, if you also have a picture of the variety form image together with a picture of the ladder, it will make the explanation clear. This knowledge of the creator and the creation will easily fit well in the intellects of those who belong to your clan. You can tell from their faces whether they belong to your clan or not. If they don't, they listen to this knowledge like a hot pan. The knowledge sizzles and evaporates as water would in a hot pan. Sensible ones will listen with attention. Once the arrow strikes the target, they will continue to come. Some will just ask questions, whereas others who are good flowers will come by themselves every day. They will understand fully and then go back. Anyone can understand from the pictures that the father is definitely establishing the deity religion. Some will understand even without them asking questions. Others will continue to ask many questions and will still understand nothing. Then you have to explain. There is no need to make any upheaval. Otherwise they would say, God doesn't even protect you. You also now know what protection he gives. Each one has to settle his own karmic accounts. There are many who, when their physical health becomes bad, say, protect us. The father says, I come to purify the impure. You should also study this business. The father makes you victorious over the five vices. Then they oppose you with even more force. Storms of vices attack with a lot of force. The father says, when you belong to the father, all of those illnesses will come out. Storms will come with full force. It is real boxing. They defeat even good, strong wrestlers. They say, even though we don't want it to happen, our eyesight becomes corrupt. Their register becomes spoilt. You should not talk to those who have impure vision. Baba explains to the children at all the centres that there are many who have impure vision. If Baba were to mention their names, they would become even greater traitors. Those who destroy their own truth become engrossed in doing wrong things. The vice of lust takes hold of them by the nose. Maya doesn't let go. Impure deeds, impure vision, impure words emerge, and the activities become impure. Therefore, you have to remain very cautious. When you children hold exhibitions, etc., create such methods that anyone can understand easily. The Father himself is teaching this knowledge of the Gita. This is not a matter of any scripture, etc. This is a study. The Gita book is not used here. The Father teaches here. It is not as though he picks up any books in his hands. Where did the name the Gita come from? All of those religious scriptures were created later on. There are so many sects and isms. Each of them has its own individual scripture. Whatever branches and twigs, small sects and isms exist, they all have their own scriptures, etc. So they are all children. Liberation cannot be attained from them. The Gita is remembered as the most elevated jewel of all the scriptures. There would also be the ones who recite the knowledge of the Gita. However, only the Father comes and gives this knowledge. It is not that he holds any scripture, etc., in his hands. Neither have I studied the scriptures, nor do I teach them to you. Those people study them and then teach them to others. Here, it is not a matter of the scriptures. The Father is definitely the knowledgeful one. I show you the essence of all the Vedas and scriptures. The main ones are the four religious scriptures of the four religions. Is there any scripture of the Brahmin religion? There are so many things to be understood. The Father sits here and explains all of this in detail. Human beings have such stone intellects, and this is why they have become poverty-stricken. The deities were in the Golden Age. The palaces there were built of gold, and there were mines of gold. Now there isn't any real gold. The whole story is based on Bharat. You deities have divine intellects. You ruled the whole world. You have now remembered. We were the masters of heaven, and we have now become the masters of hell. We will then become the ones with divine intellects. This knowledge is in the intellects of you children. You then have to explain it to others. According to the drama, your parts continue. Whatever time passes, you would still be inspired to make accurate effort. The faces of the children who have the intoxication that God himself is inspiring us to make effort in order to make us into the masters of heaven remain first class and radiate happiness. The Father also comes to inspire you children to make effort for your reward. Only you children know this. No one else in the world knows. God inspires you to make effort in order to make you into the masters of heaven. Therefore, you should be happy. Your faces should really be first class and radiating happiness. By having remembrance of the Father, you will remain constantly cheerful. Only by forgetting the Father do you wilt. by remembering the Father and the inheritance. You become those who radiate happiness. You can understand about each one from the service that he or she does. The Father takes the fragrance of the children. There is fragrance from the worthy children and a bad smell from the unworthy children. In a garden, you would only want to pick fragrant flowers. Who would pick uck flowers? Only by remembering the Father accurately will your sins be absolved. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence for Dana. 1. Don't be defeated in boxing Maya. Pay attention so that no impure words emerge from your mouth. Never have impure eyesight, or carry out impure acts, or have impure behaviour. 2. Become a first-class fragrant flower. Have the intoxication that God Himself is teaching you. Stay in remembrance of the Father and remain cheerful. Never wilt. Blessing. May you keep yourself safe from sin with your challenge and your practical life being equal, and thereby become a world server. Let there be equality in the challenge that you children issue and in your practical lives. Otherwise, instead of becoming a charitable soul, you would become a burdened soul. Understand the philosophy of sin and charity and keep yourself safe, because any type of weakness, even in your thoughts or having wasteful words, wasteful intentions, or feelings of dislike or jealousy, increase your account of sin. Therefore, keep yourself safe with the blessing of, may you be a charitable soul and become a world server. Collectively give the experience of one direction and of having a stable stage. Slogan: when you ignite the light of purity everywhere, everyone will easily be able to see the Father. Have love for solitude and imbibe unity and concentration. Before hoisting the flag of revelation, first of all, before performing any action, simply put one thing into practice. Have unity in all your relationships and connections. While there are many sanskars, to have unity in diversity and to have determination is your means of success. Sometimes your unity fluctuates. If this one does this, then I will do this. No, your slogan is world transformation through self-transformation. It is not self-transformation through world transformation. Om Shanti.